Camp and drag have a long history in the world of the gay subculture. Taking these two elements and putting them in the context of theater of the absurd and shock therapy was the design of the late playwright Charles Ludlam, who founded the Ridiculous Theater Company in New York in the 1970s. His best-known work, The Mystery of Irma Vep, from 1984, now at the California Shakespeare Theater in Orinda through September 6th, and directed by Jonathan Mosconi, takes drag and camp into new realms, combining elements of gender bending, parody, and absurdism with the deeper subtexts of gay oppression and the tragedy of AIDS. On the surface, it's all parody. Two actors, Liam Vincent and Danny Schnee, both brilliant, take on several roles, male and female, in the story of Enid, the second wife of Lord Edgar Hillcrest, who lives in the shadow of her predecessor, Lady Irma Vep, who died under mysterious circumstances. Along with the lord and lady, there's also Jane, the cold and heartless maid, Nicodemus, the lowly-born estate caretaker, an Egyptian sarcophagus robber, a mummy come to life, a werewolf, a vampire, and so on. Both actors transform themselves almost instantly from one character to another, sometimes breaking the fourth wall, sometimes just going for down and dirty laughs. But there's more going on here. Decades before True Blood and other TV shows used horror tropes as metaphor for gender closets and sexually transmitted diseases, Charles Ludlam was coping not only with his own isolation growing up gay in the 1950s, but with the terror of a disease ravaging his friends and social circles, a disease that would take his own life 3 years after Irma Vep premiered. The Mystery of Irma Vep is less a demonstration of camp and drag and more a foray into the field of social commentary via absurdism, less Penny Dreadful camp parody and more Ionesco or Genet. It's a serious work of art. While the first two Cal Shakes productions this season used single sets, relying on the imagination of the audience to conjure up castles and battlefields and city streets, Irma Vep goes in the opposite direction with a gorgeous and elaborate set, with lighting and design all created to counterbalance the simplicity of the two actors playing all the roles. One thing about drag, you always know the actors are working hard, not only to maintain the illusion, but to sabotage it as well. These two are working very hard, and the audience is right along with them, cheering them on. It's a fun night in the theater. And then you remember the subtext. Yes, it's a wild comedy, but its deeper roots are tragic. The Mystery of Irma Vep, directed by Jonathan Mosconi, plays at Cal Shakes in Orinda through September 6th. For more information, you can go to their website, calshakes.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.